Ever since starting Capshow, I've been grateful for the many types of entrepreneurs I get to meet, chat, and hang out with. Each and every one of you inspire me. And what is so interesting are the myriad of different business models too that I've had the good fortune to be exposed to, and what it is that you're creating your content for. There are some of you who have a coaching or consulting business where you are using your content to amplify your message and build your audience. This, to be honest, was actually where my own personal podcasting journey stemmed from. There are some of you who have an agency where you're doing a lot of the content production and creation behind the scenes, creating content in order to showcase the high quality work that you do. And then there are some of you where your content is the business, where you are building an audience of raving fans for your content so that ultimately you can monetize this audience through sponsorships or through affiliate partnerships. All of these are really great reasons to do what you do. But what if I told you there was an incredibly simple way to have your cake and eat it too? To use your podcast to not only grow that audience and reach in order to grow your ultimate business, but to also monetize the actual content you're creating. And not in a way where you will lose focus on your end game, because you know how passionate I am about focus, but in a way where monetizing your content becomes a relatively easy set and forget, where you don't need to go out and find sponsors yourself, they just come to you. Interested? No, I bet. Hang with me because I'm going to be breaking down how it is that you can do this and some tools that will help you do it really simply and without having to have a huge audience. My name is Deidre Shen, CEO and co-founder of Capshow, the fastest way to repurpose and market your expert content. And this is the Grow My Podcast Show. Yeah, yeah. Hey you, first of all, thank you for being here. And second of all, we are gonna have some fun today because we're gonna be talking about something I think almost all of us love and would want more of, money. Yep. And the great thing, we can make this extra money just leveraging the work we're already doing, the content we're already creating while being able to still focus on running our core business. If content creation isn't your core business, of course. Okay, so let me explain a little before I bring my co-founder Bonner into this conversation. I had this big light bulb moment when I was recording the training for our upcoming 5-day email challenge with Shiv Chiba from ConvertKit. By the way, we'll leave the link for you to get into this free challenge. It is seriously some of the best training I've seen done on how to practically grow an email list and nurture and monetize them. And yes, I may seem biased, but I'm really not being biased when I say this. So get in on the free 5-day email challenge now. Now, as Shiv was going through the monetization aspects of building and nurturing an email list, I've got to admit, I was pretty flabbergasted. I had no idea it could be as simple as what it was he was sharing. And so yes, if you want to get the details on what he shared, you're going to have to join the 5-day email challenge. And I started thinking about the possibilities for you and even for me, because this is a strategy I 100% want to start to lean into. This is a strategy that allows us to still focus on the end game, on serving our audience in order to grow our main business, and to also make some extra coin without much more effort. Think about it. We can leverage different platforms to not only grow our audience, but get paid while doing it. It's pretty insane, right? And to help me talk through how it is that we're going to start thinking about doing this, I, of course, have my co-founder and Capshow CEO, Bonner Rai, here with me. Hello.
Hello. It's good to be back.
All right. Let's get into this because I've kind of set up expectations. We have
That's
a high bar.
Fun.
I hope that this is going to be fun, but also that there's not too much effort that needs to go into this.
Yes. Yes. My favorite part.
Yes.
Yeah.
And so you handle a lot of, you know, like really the systemization of Capshow's marketing machine. Mm. And so I do want to get your thoughts on, you know, because we haven't done all of this and we're on the journey, like with everyone,
yes,
with you listening to this. And so I really want to get your insight into how we're thinking about tackling some of these things to ourselves.
Mm. I'm actually really excited because I think some of these, like you said, is just the next step for us. So.
Yes. Yeah. Because think about it, like we're already creating this content. Mm. Why not make some additional money from it, right? Mm-hmm. That makes real sense. Okay, so let's get into the first step. And I'm going to say the first two steps really is going to be pretty easy. So we can probably knock those out relatively quickly. But the first step really is to create your core content. Mm. And really, when I say the core content, this is the content that you're creating that is aimed at serving your audience and is also longer form, because this is what is going to be, you know, repurposed essentially into all the different types of other content out there. And this core content is going to be either audio or video. For me and you listening to this, most likely it's going to be a podcast of some form. It could be a video podcast too. It could even be a live stream that becomes a podcast. Mm. But if you're listening to this, chances are you have a podcast of some form.
Because it is the Grandma Podcast Show. You're right. You're right.
Makes total sense. Okay. So when you're creating this core content, the number one thing that you need to keep in mind is that it should always be with the aim of getting people into your sales vehicle for your main thing, for your main business. Okay. So I don't want you to deviate from that. Let's not deviate from that. I don't want us to start creating content to try to monetize in all of these different ways that we're going to be talking to you about. Okay. Literally, your core content has to be for my audience, talking about what it is that they need help with that I'm an expert in. And because really my end game for doing that is because I want to sell more of my thing. For me, it's Capshow. For you, it might be your coaching program, your courses, your consulting, your agency, whatever that is. But that really has to be the focus of the core content.
I have not much else to add to that. I'm like, yeah, exactly. It's got to be, and I think, you know, as to your point, those of you who are listening, you know who you're serving. It's got to be valuable for them because, and to your point, as soon as you put in that end game, you don't lose sight of that end game around getting people to want to buy more from you. You're going to have that angle to say, okay, what are the things I need to talk about to really add value so that they're like, actually, I want to take the next step with this person. So, yeah.
Awesome. Okay. So first step is to create your core content. So aim that at serving your audience and to get people into your sales vehicle. So once you have your core content, then the second step is to use Capture.
Didn't see that one coming.
To repurpose it with Capture. Now there is, I mean, obviously we are here to sell Capture. We're not going to lie about that. But it is for a reason, because when we get into the third step, you'll see with the content that you're going to repurpose, you're going to use Capture to repurpose it for. Did that sentence even make sense?
I don't think so. Normally I'm like, yeah, I'm following you. I'm like, what? Say that again.
You'll see all of the assets that Capshow is going to help you spit out, essentially, from this core content. From your step one, when you do step two, you're going to see all of the assets that Capshow helps you with. And then step three is all about how we're going to monetize almost all of those different pieces of content, which is pretty cool. So that's why step two is use Capshow. There's no really real beating around the bush. Anything you want to add to that one?
Once again, you've done it. You've really explained it so well.
I feel like most people would know what Capshow is. And if you don't, what are you doing? In fact, we have an ad that you can listen to right now about why you need to be using Capshow.
Smooth.
All right. So I hope for those of you who don't know what Capture does, and even if you do know what Capture does, that you enjoyed that ad and you're like, yes, I have got to start using Capture, because then we're on to step three. So let us recap. So we're talking about how to make money with your content, and we're going to talk through various pieces of content that you are essentially creating because you've done step one, which is you've created your core content, which is your podcast episode or your YouTube video or your live stream. And then you have done step two now, which is to repurpose it with Capture. And then we're going to get in step three, which is actually getting paid to grow your audience. Now, this is the insane part. This is like the untapped secret that I was like, it's so obvious. Like it's like there right in front of you. But when it was said to me this way, that you can get paid to grow your audience, this is a no-brainer. Why wouldn't we do this? We're doing this already. We're creating the content. Let's just... We're leveraging these different platforms that we'll talk you through to grow our audience, and they want to pay us too. So let's let them pay us to grow our audience, which is great. So we're going to talk through a few ways that we have figured out or we've discovered. It's always been there, but we have personally discovered ways that we could get paid for this stuff, as well as how we're going to actually start to do it ourselves. Okay, so let's start from the podcast. So we're going to assume that because you're listening to this, you have a podcast and that is your core content that you're creating. So as we know, a lot of people do start a podcast with the intention of getting sponsorships now or sponsors. Now, I don't really love this primary way to monetize a podcast. I hope you know, we serve entrepreneurs who podcast. So we love the primary monetization vehicle of your podcast being to sell something off the back of it, right? So sell your services, sell your courses, sell your coaching programs, sell software, sell products, sell something off the back of it. But hey, we're creating this anyway, right? We're creating this podcast, creating content. Let's see how we can monetize it while it's out there.
Yeah. So this is a really interesting thing. As you were just talking, I was like, oh, to your point, we never really thought about this because I think there's almost this like mentality, right? That you have to be going down that path to be making money from it, or you have to create this entirely different content, kind of like, you know, influencers do. So I think to your point, just starting with the podcast, one, you know, all of us have a hosting platform because for us to, I don't know, be on air, right? Mm-hmm. So really just exploring, and, you know, they're really working very hard to retain their people and make sure that they're continuing to add value. So a lot of them actually have ads marketplaces. We love the team at Podbean. They're our faves, they're our besties, you know. So for example, they have a marketplace and they do all of the hard work for you to say, hey, you're already creating this content. Let us do the work to help you monetize it by connecting you with advertisers who want to advertise on your podcast. Again, you know, you and I are sitting across from each other recording on a Saturday morning. Mm-hmm. That's already going to happen. So just taking that extra step to be available on the marketplace to have ads inserted into your podcast. Why not?
Yeah, super easy, super, super easy way to do it, and very, very set and forget, which is cool. Now, if that's kind of like not really, doesn't sound like your jam, and I do know that they have some minimums around listener, like audience downloads, things like that. If you're not quite meeting that threshold yet, then really the hack, and this is going to be the hack for everything, is just become an affiliate. So you use tools. Capture, maybe even just come be a Capture ambassador and hey, we'll become your sponsors, you know? And you can just basically say, yeah, I use my link in the show notes, sponsored by Capture, for example. Or, you know, really it should be aligned to your audience. So if your audience is not a Capture user, then we may not be the best fit, but you would use products, you would use services, you would use things that you know that your audience would also get a lot of value from. So if nothing else, then you should really look into how do you become an affiliate of something that you already love and use, and just do your own ad reads and just be sponsored by them.
And that's also just a great little tip especially because, you know, you want to be recommending things to your point that your audience would find helpful. And aside from some of the credibility that comes from being sponsored or being seen to be sponsored, they also start to see you as a curator and a recommender and someone that they can trust to help them take action on some of these things that you're teaching on the podcast.
Yes. So the podcast itself, even without getting the big sponsorship dollars that we, you know, see getting rolled out at the top end of podcasts, you can still actually make money from your podcast, which is pretty cool. Okay. So that's, and by the way, if you're listening to this and you're like, oh, I have another great hack to get your podcast sponsored, then let us know. You can
send Deidre a voice.
Yes. Yeah.
Yes.
Just go to the show notes. I think you can go to the episode website page and there's a chat with me or a leave a comment thing.
Yes.
Go do that. I love hearing from you guys. Okay. So that's your podcast. Now, what does Capture? So Capture helps you create a whole host of assets just from your podcast episode, as you know. So when you upload your podcast, you get things like a blog post. Mm. And this was actually also really cool because I think you mentioned this story, Bonnet, to me about one of our Capturevians, Kara, mentioning that she has now gotten her blog posts that she uses, that Capture helps her create. She's getting them sponsored, which is crazy.
Yeah. And completely going back to the key requirement being, I'm not going to be chasing sponsorship dollars. I'm not doing extra work. I'm just going to do what I need to do for my business. Kara, hi, Kara, if you're listening, I know you listen. Mentioned to us that, yeah, because she's really made it a priority to use the blog post that Capture has created for her podcast. Kara's in the wellness and meditation space, which as you can imagine is quite saturated, but she's been putting a lot of effort into getting her blog posts written and published. And the great advantage here is obviously your podcast spoken content is done a certain way, but Capture helps it for a writing audience. And somebody actually came across her blog, you know, obviously had seen that she'd been consistent in sharing this content. Obviously, she has amazing content and reached out to her. She thought it was a scam because she's not even thinking about it, looking for it. And she was like, when the payment came through, she's like, oh, no, it's legit. Of course, I'm not going to say no. I'm not going to let you pay me. But again, she was doing it regardless for her business anyway and for her SEO and doing it at a really, really high quality level that someone just said, hey, found her and said, this is the kind of content I want to put my money behind. So that is a great win.
That's amazing. And look, to be fair, that's not going to happen to the majority of us. You know, people aren't out there trawling. I don't think so. I don't know. Maybe they are just trawling different blog posts to see who they can throw money at. And if anyone's looking to throw money at us, please feel free to
drop our blog post. Blog link at the end.
But yeah, we tell that story to tell you that it's so possible. And, you know, there's an actual Capshovian who this is happening for. But, you know, it's not going to happen for the majority of us. So if you want to monetize your blog post, then don't just, you know, let it wait for it to happen for you. Just, again, become an affiliate or something and put a little bit of an ad, or for each blog post that you write, have it lead into some kind of maybe a product or a tool or a service that, again, you would recommend that your audience use, and then get some money out of recommending that. It's a really, really simple way to monetize your blog post as well. Really simple, really quick. Again, as I said, set and forget. So that's something. So the blog post is something that Capture already helps you create that you're already publishing. So you may as well look to monetize it. Now, something else that Capture helps you create is a YouTube description, mm-hmm. because your podcast, you know, you put it onto YouTube and we help make it really easy. We've got a whole YouTube description. We've also got the tags, the category tags, I think. Is that what mm-hmm. they call them? And hashtags
as well. Yeah.
So so Capture actually provides all of that for you. So it's super simple to get your podcast onto YouTube. Plus, we also do YouTube segments. So even if you wanted to repurpose even more out of your, you know, let's call it your 30-minute episode, you could create multiple 3 to 5 minute videos for YouTube as well. And so again, Capture gives that to you, as in we don't give you the actual video, but we give you the identified time-stamped sections to that you can edit into that 3 to 5 minute video, which is super cool. So if you don't know what we're talking about, get in touch with us. Get in touch with us at hiacapture.com and just be like, oh, I heard about this YouTube segment thing from the podcast. What is this thing about? We'd love to answer that for you. Okay, so bottom line is you're creating content for YouTube as well. So YouTube is such a powerful platform that actually does help you get paid while growing your audience.
Once again, these platforms just want people to spend more time on their platforms. So it's a very symbiotic relationship. And with the YouTube Partner Program, exactly to your point, you're already creating content, your video podcast, repurposed clips. What they will actually do is, and there is some criteria which I'll talk to, but essentially they'll do the hard work of embedding the ads into your videos that you put out there and basically paying you for that for them as well. Again, you're already putting this content out there. You're already making sure that it's good for your target customer. So as more of your target people find you, let YouTube pay you for that. Now, the minimum criteria for this is you do need 1,000 subscribers, which, you know, is going to take a bit of time. So not everyone's just going to start there, but that's a nice goal to have in mind, just regardless with visibility. So they do ask for that, and there's some viewing time, total viewing time. Now, the good thing is they also include shorts in this. So Capture helps you with that as well.
Mm-hmm.
Like Deidre, you know, you spoke about segments and the podcast itself, but we also help you create sound bites, which are those shorter sort of clips that you can put onto YouTube Shorts. So they do count that as well as view time. So basically, once you have up to 4,000 public watch hours within a year, then you become eligible. So again, one of those things that you're not going to be actively chasing to become a YouTube influencer, but you should be putting content on YouTube. You should be getting discovered. It's one of the most powerful ways of getting not just your podcast, but your key message and service discovered. So might as well rack those views up.
Yeah, rack those views up, because that's how you're growing your audience anyway.
Exactly.
And by racking those views up, you get paid.
Just get them to count. I think that's the thing when you were saying it's so simple. It's like you're already doing this. It's
right.
Just make sure that it counts, that someone's counting it and saying, oh, when you reach this, which you will.
Yeah.
Because you're doing it anyway.
Yeah.
Let me pay you. Yeah. Right.
It's crazy. It's crazy.
I'm like, what? This is silly. Yes.
Okay. So look at this. We're already monetizing our podcast. We're already monetizing our blog posts, our long form written content. We're already monetizing the videos that we put out there on YouTube. What else can we monetize? Well, did you know that Capture also creates an email for you? And we create two types, in fact. We create a promotional and an engagement email for you. So Have you ever thought about monetizing your email, your newsletter?
I hadn't, I'll be honest. I'm so annoyed this isn't a video podcast because these are just the most hilarious expressions at me. I'm like, I personally had not until this moment that I found out that we could.
Okay, all right. So I also, we know about the fact that newsletters can be sponsored. I mean, come on now. Like we've sponsored a couple in our lifetime as well.
In our time. We won't talk about that right now.
Yeah. But this, you know, again, I mentioned having this aha moment when I was recording the 5-day email challenge training with Shiv from ConvertKit. And he was mentioning how he was running me through how they do this. So ConvertKit also have a sponsor program.
What do you know? Which of all of these platforms want to give you money?
They want to give you money. It's crazy. So again, it's something that you can set and forget. That you can, just by doing it and doing it consistently, which is, I think, almost an underspoken about benefit of using a tool like Capsho, is that it actually does help you do these things consistently. When you can do this consistently, then why wouldn't you just monetize your email list? It just, of course.
Yeah. This is the one that hurt me the most because email is my favorite medium. I read newsletters, but it just never clicked for me because I think to that earlier point, just feels like, oh, well, I don't know, like this doesn't enter the frame. But yeah. I'm like, you know, we've had people replying to our emails to say, oh, I feel like I missed an edition. Like I really enjoy reading your newsletter. And I'm still like, oh yeah, cool. Like, but it's like, cool. Like,
yeah,
that's great. It didn't even ping for me till you spoke to me about this. So I think this is a really exciting one because truly with email, you can create that one-on-one feel. Mm-hmm. With someone. So you are like, listen, someone's on your list. Now they'll listen to your podcast. Maybe you earn a bit of money there. They've read your blog post. They've seen a YouTube video maybe, but they've made an active decision to be on your list.
Yes.
To join your list and say, I want to hear from you on a regular basis. So this is a really, really high quality audience as well.
For sure.
And you should be nurturing them. We've said a lot of shoulds, but really, again, outside of the sponsorship, this is something that you should be trying to get in touch with your email list once a week to just give them value. Mm-hmm. And continue to stay in touch regardless of whether they're already paying customers or they are prospects, because you want to convert prospects and you want to continue to re-enroll existing people. So I'm really particularly excited about this one for us to try.
Yes, this is going to be so cool. So basically, we won't, you know, divulge all the details because there's no point in us going through the hows of it. We're not the most experienced because, again, we're just starting this journey ourselves. So if you want to learn from the expert, then come and just join the 5-day email challenge and Shiv will actually walk through how it is that you can enter, you can join the sponsor program, plus also other really cool things that ConvertKit actually helps you do to grow your list. And it's such a cool platform.
Yeah, so good. So helpful.
So we'll leave the link for the email challenge in the show notes. Come and join us. It's free, so you may as well. And so that's your email. So think about it. We're monetizing our podcasts. We're monetizing our blog posts. We're monetizing our YouTube videos. We're monetizing our emails. And again, the hack for all of this, by the way, is even if you don't, because I think the ConvertKit sponsor program do also have a certain threshold. So even if you don't meet that right now, the hack is, repeat after me, become an affiliate. Really well. We didn't even plan that.
I know. It's almost surprising that we're in sync because you do something totally random and you're like, no.
Think about it. If you just like, if whatever content that you're putting out there in whatever form, there's always going to be people who want to pay you for it. This is a crazy thing. This is like,
it's a great world.
Right? I didn't even realize this. You're growing your audiences anyway. May as well just get paid for that. Okay. So that is the one thing. And if your whatever audience you're growing on whatever platform isn't at the stage where it can get, you know, easy, like the platform itself won't pay you for it yet, then you just become an affiliate. That is how you can monetize any of your content. It is so cool and so simple.
Yeah. And helpful to your audience.
Right. And, you know, if you were like, oh, I don't know what I should become an affiliate for, a great place to start is Capsho. Like, I'm just going to put it out there. Okay. We have a really great ambassador program and we would love for you to be part of it. So definitely reach out to us as well. Maybe we'll leave a link for that in the show notes to how to become a Capsho ambassador.
Absolutely.
Amazing. Okay. So I hope this was helpful because this literally is taking you through some really like no-brainer ways to monetize your content because you're already creating it. Get paid to grow your audience. It's crazy. It's insane.
Put that on a t-shirt. Yeah.
In fact, we might. Maybe we'll actually want to talk about this a little bit at Capshovians Live as well. Maybe. So, ooh.
And if you're wondering what Capshovians Live is, I mean, what? Again?
What rock have you been living under? We will also leave a link to Capshovians Live because you've got to be there. It's happening January 2024. It is where the cool kids hang out. I'm just going to say that.
That's what I heard.
Not me, because I'm not cool, but everyone else is going to be there. Everyone else is going to be there. Is definitely cool. So you're going to want to hang out. Come hang out. All right. Okay, cool. So that's it from us today. If you have any comments or if you're like, oh my gosh, I've done this with my, this is how I've monetized my XYZ content. Please let us know. Go to the show notes, go to the website page. There's a link that will be leave a comment or have a chat or something. Come and voice note us. I'd love to hear your voice.
Deidre loves, you love voice notes.
I really do.
Yeah.
I do. I play them on full blast.
Yeah. And not 2x speed. So everyone sounds like a chipmunk, but you love them.
I really do. Yeah. So come leave me a voice note, please. All right. So that's it from us. I hope you enjoyed this episode. My name is Deidre Shen.
I'm Bonna Rai.
And as always,
stay awesome.